You know, the pandemic really set the stage for upset within Dominion workers. I mean, they were deemed essential workers, but they've been on the picket lines for over a month. Now, their determination seems like it's as strong as ever. Striking workers at the Kitty Vitty Dominion were joined over the lunch hour by various members of unions and organizations, as well as members of the general public, to rally support for Unifor 597 members. Now, this all took place yesterday. The rally was organized in conjunction with the Group 15. And Fairness, NL, and we have VOCM's Richard Duggan speaking with community organizer Mark Nichols.
The Dominion workers are, you know, striking. One of the main things they're striking for is to be paid a living wage, to be able to live off what they earn, and that is what we're fighting too, for all minimum wage and low wage workers in the province, that, you know, people who give their labor should at least be paid an appropriate amount where they can afford the basic necessities of life. And that is not the case right now. So our cause and their cause are linked. Actually, a lot of Dominion workers would be the people that we're advocating on behalf of. So it's important for us to periodically come out here while they're on strike for a living wage and better working conditions, and that we show our solidarity with them.
About 2 weeks after the strike began, Loblaws came out and basically said that the Dominion workers weren't going to be getting any more. Like, the offer that they got was the best that they could do. What's your reaction when you heard that?
I actually laughed. They were saying that the profit margin here is too low or whatever. They can't afford to pay more. And yet, when they close one of their stores, like at Churchill Square, they leave it empty and won't let it go to anybody else, or up on Newfoundland Drive for the longest time. If it's so bad here, why were they afraid to have some other person, other food retailer, move into those locations, right? So it's a crock. It's, you know, I mean, you look at what they make in the run of a year, what they pay out to their shareholders, what they pay to their CEO. It's offensive for them to say that's the best they can do when they were doing $2 an hour more throughout the pandemic and making higher profits. It's ridiculous.
Dominion workers, this is over a month now that they've been out on the picket lines. What's your message to them now as they're entering into over a month of this?
I would just say, you know, stay the course, fight the good fight. You know, the more people that are in this fight for people's labor to be respected and to be paid a living wage, the better. So, you know, I wish them all the best. I hope they get something good out of this, but keep up the fight.
So your group is fighting for the $15 an hour minimum wage. And we've heard from a lot of business owners, especially small business owers, who say that if the minimum wage goes up to $15, then they just have to put up their prices or lay off workers in some cases. And it really doesn't do anything to help bring up the standard of living. What do you say to that argument?
Well, it's a wonderful myth, but it's not true. In Ontario, when they did the jump in 1 year to $14 an hour, with one single increase, they went up $2.40 an hour. And when you look at the CPI rate for that year, after that year, it was 1.5% in the province, which was lower than their five-year average of 1.9%. Yes, in some cases, there will be price increases. And that's because, you know, we've been externalizing the cost of the goods or services that we get, right? We're not paying the full cost. We have to rely on exploited workers. So, you know, this idea, in all the other jurisdictions that have done this, it hasn't worked out to be in these mass job layoffs and stuff like that. Actually, the three provinces with a significantly higher minimum wage than us have lower unemployment rates than us, higher labor participation rates than us, and, you know, it's not panning out to be this job killer that people make it out to be. And I understand that there are some businesses that would have difficulty dealing with this, but if you based your business premise on exploiting workers for a poverty wage, well, you know, this might just be a flaw in your business plan. But I don't think it's bad for business to put it. If everybody who's working for less than $15 an hour in this province suddenly we're getting $15 an hour, after tax, we estimate somewhere between $90 and $100 million would be put into the hands, this is after tax dollars, into the hands of our lowest income earners in this province, right? And where are they going to spend that? Unlike Galen Weston, they don't have property in Florida, right? They're going to be spending that here in the Newfoundland and Labrador economy. And quite frankly, right now, with what we're facing as a province, I think that'd be a good economic plan.